Our guest has arrived, Anthony Turner. And on Sunday, June 25, for the first time in the history... No, this is the second time that we are presenting any kind of sound system showcase. The first time was 2019. We brought in Sir David Rodigan and Barry G on a small scale. Well, we have stepped it up this time, ladies and gentlemen. We wanted to go six continents, but we stopped at four. We stopped in Asia. We stopped in Europe. We stopped in Africa. And we stopped in the Americas / the Caribbean, Jamaica. Yardbeat Sound is our special guest, Anthony Turner. Mitch has arrived. Introduce our guest, Mr. Turner.
Yes, well, Rastem, as you said, our very, very special guest on Mic Check this morning. They go by the name Yardbeat Sound System, and they are coming in all the way from Japan. And I am personally proclaiming them the new Far East rulers, with the pending retirement of leaders, the mighty crown from Japan. Mm-hmm. And Yardbeat made headlines in 2017 when they outclassed Bass Odyssey in the Boom All-Star Sound Clash in Jamaica. What will happen at Groovin' on June 2023. Anyway, ask them, in 2016, Yardbeat toured Europe in the summertime, performing at Rotterdam Sunsplash, the Over I Am, and other music festivals in Europe. Yardbeat was also the very first Japanese sound system to officially perform in Africa at the Shashamane anniversary celebration alongside Romain Virgo. Yardbeat are not new to New York, as they've been playing for 2 years on exclusive radio in Brooklyn every Monday. They were an opening act for shows with Taurus Riley, Sanchez, and the Brooklyn Music Fest in 2010 with all the great reggae stars. They are excited about being booked for Groovin' in the Park 2023, and they plan to unleash, Rasklem, their unique yard sounds coming straight from Japan on the New York Massive. So you dare you have it, Rasklem.
Now greetings to the world, vice to the one called Big Gangzilla. Some to the one called Yardbeat, sound killer, Japanese warrior.
Yep.
Them for now, we are the trophy winner.
Yep.
Are we?
Are we named Yardbeat?
Telling you, Japanese warrior.
Telling you,
are we named Yardbeat?
Telling you,
Japanese. There's them and Mitch, I say excuse me for a moment, for an introduction. This is Yardbeat, the real and true champion, like some fruits in due season. So Yardbeat come with their own list of music. From we small and we young, we used to play family man bass. We call it drum. Any question that you ask, Yardbeat can answer me, son, car.
We're telling you, and Mitch is live. The co-founder of Yardbeat is live in the studio. Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good morning. Blessings.
Wow. Yardbeat.
Morning.
Indeed. Mitch, Yardbeat Sounds. You guys are going hard. But before we get there, how did Mitch and the rest of the team get to form Yardbeat Sounds? Tell us about the story.
Well, initially, like, we're all, you know, bridging from day one, you know. I grew up in the same town and everything, you know. So, you know, we just love reggae music, you know, same way. So we just formed the sound system together. That's how we started.
What attracted Mitch? I'm not even asking about the rest of the team yet.
Yeah.
But what attracted Mitch to sound system and reggae music? What was it?
Okay, so, you know, as a, in New York, weed is legal, so I can say this, but... So when I was, like, about 17, 16, I started smoking spliff. And there was a one cassette or CD. I think it was, like, reggae hits, one of from VP Records, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was smoking, I heard the music from the, you know, cassette mm-hmm. or CD.
Mm-hmm.
It was a reggae music for the first time, and it just got me, mm-hmm. you know. And then since that time,
mm-hmm.
I was into reggae music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Papa San mm-hmm. and Gypsy King, them all that thing, you know, mm-hmm. artists mm-hmm. that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how I got into the reggae music.
Was it the beat of the music or the lyrics? Because, you know, reggae music is contagious, you know, Mitch.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Reggae music, it can give you diabetes. It can give you high blood pressure, depending on how you treat it, you know, Mitch. It's,
yeah.
It's like food.
Yeah,
it's like alcohol. If you drink too much of it,
yeah.
it can drunk you. But what was it, Mitch? Was it the lyrics or the infectious beat of reggae music?
So back in the time, I was already living in the United States,
mm-hmm.
but the time I listened to the reggae music for the first time was in Japan, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the songs, to be specific, was Papa San, song called Moody Cry.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew English a little bit that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Papa San was crying and singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sounds like a little bit English
mm-hmm.
I could pick up,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't really English to me that time, right?
Right.
So that point kind of thing, you know, got, you know, into like more curiosity
mm-hmm.
and, you know, started listening to reggae music.
You know, you're sitting in a chair where every time David Rodigan comes here, he
yeah.
sits there.
Okay.
And I remember, Anthony, David Rodigan sitting in the studio telling us that he got involved with reggae music not because of Bob. It was because of Millie Smalls, My Boy Lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
And he will tell you today, in his memoir, that My Boy Lollipop was the song that actually juggled his thoughts and his mind to say, this is where I want to go.
Yeah.
This is nice. I want to be a part of this.
Right.
Hence, you look at what David Rodigan has done in Europe.
Yeah.
With reggae music and with the sound system.
Yeah.
And you see how sound system has spread its wings around the world. There was a time in Jamaica when reggae artist music wasn't being played popular on radio.
Mm-hmm.
So the sound system was created. And I think Meritone, if I'm not mistaken, some 75 years ago, Meritone sound system was formed. And sound system wasn't really a thing that the aristocrats in Jamaica would have embraced. So the Meritone changed their name to Meritone Disco so they could go in everywhere. But then in the diarted sound system would stay with the regular people and artist music would get play. But it's amazing to see how sound system like Yardbeat
yeah.
can come into the sound system business and spread reggae music even further than we think or we could have taken it. Isn't that an amazing thing for your team, Yardbeat, huh?
I mean, it's a blessing. It's amazing for us, you know, just mm-hmm. be part of the, you know, scene. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, Japanese people appreciate reggae music.
Because
mm-hmm. we all know Jamaican originated reggae music, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate reggae music. It's part of our life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
How is the culture of reggae and sound system in Japan? I've never been there.
Okay.
How is it over there when Yardbeat and Mighty Crown and Jaworks mm. and all them sound system play out in Japan?
Yeah.
What is it like in a dance in a Japan? What is it like?
Yeah, so I think in Japan, in dancehall scene, they all have a vibes, you know,
mm-hmm.
a good vibes
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it's nothing too different from, like, you know, in New York,
mm-hmm.
You know. It's positive, nothing but a positive vibration.
Well, it might be a bit different, you know, Anthony, because I can tell you, when you watch the Japanese, them party, you know, they really party, you know, Anthony.
So, they know what it takes.
Mitch may be a little bit modest as we speak, but I mm-hmm. bet you any money, if we go over to Japan and go to a dance, I bet you will say, boy, that dance is a shot. That dance is a shot. But you know, Mitch, boy, you're going to wonder how me get them dub plates, you know, but a yard beat, you say, no? A yard beat, you say. Tell them, Chronics.
Uh-huh.
Tell them.
That's say left, right, Yardbeat a come, left,
Sunday, June 25, Yardbeat, live, grooving in the park.
Ooh, yeah.
They're live inside the studio, confirmed.
Say here comes trouble, here comes the danger, welcome the savior, welcome the Yardbeat soon.
Yeah.
I and I start recruit, so God feed the Yardbeat army. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, welcome the savior, welcome the
Yeah.
The axes who Yardbeat a go throw them down. Well, the people them a ball, said them tired of mediocre. Jump on a go fall, them we tread in a Ethiopia. Even from down, cause them life not easy, but even Bantan said it's not an easy. An operation occupy the motherland, calling all souls as we call each other land. From creation, he writing a job plan, but the Yardbeat can't do it alone. So let them recruiting. Soldiers coming from near and far, right?
No, Mitch, how do you recruit your soldiers, as Chronic says? You're recruiting them from near and far, and the soldiers are your fans. How do you recruit your fans?
Fans?
The people who love and gravitate to Yardbeat.
Yeah, so because Yardbeat is not only for, we have only Japanese members, and we have Jamaican members, and we have Italian members.
Italian?
Yeah.
Italian?
So we're active in the three continents.
Wow. So no.
So I think that's the thing, you know, the music has no border, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we recruit a member from in Italy, in Jamaica, in New York, you know?
Anthony, ask Mitch a question.
Mitch, hear me now.
Yes.
I proclaim in my opening thing that you guys are now going to be the new Far East rulers. So, with a name like Yardbeat,
yeah,
give me a little putter, man, because you can't be Yardbeat and you don't. You give me a little putter so we know, so you know the thing authentically.
My name is Mitch Cosino.
Me can cuss, you know. My profession is song clash. I mean, you know, me usually cuss. But, you know, I mean.
Indeed.
If you want here, you come to, you know, 25th of June.
Yeah.
At the Grooving Prague, you know.
Yeah.
You get the full picture of it.
You ever know, Mitch? Why Yardbeat, though? Tell me about the name, the genesis of the name.
Well, name is come from like the one of the promoter used to be a big promoter in New York City. You know, he was the first promoter to book us before we have no name, right?
Right.
So, you know, we got the name Yardbeat from him, and then we just took it, you know.
How has it been? How has it been for Yardbeat Sound, Mitch, when you go around and you play out and, you know, you go to different venues? How has it been for the sound system? How has it been embraced? Because it's fully embraced over there in Japan. Yeah. Now you're telling us about Europe. You're telling us about Italy. And you know, how is it for Yardbeat?
It's nothing. It's different because I feel we're all connected with reggae music. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we all love reggae music, right? It's passion to the music. So it's nothing. It's different. Like when we started playing the music, it just we connected, you know. So it's just, you know, thankful.
Now, how are you preparing now? Because on Sunday, June 25.
Yeah.
On Sunday, June 25th, Roy Wilkins Park is going to see something spectacular.
Yeah.
David Rodigan representing Europe, Yardbeat representing the Far East Asia, Dynamic Sounds, the River Nile Crocodile representing Africa, and a sound that you have, as Anthony mentioned in his opening monologue, and you're going to talk about that on a beat-up Bass Odyssey. Bass Odyssey is coming in. How are you preparing for that Sound Clash exhibition? How are you guys preparing for that?
I mean,
new dope plates and all them things?
It's nothing special, nothing, you know. I mean, we're just going to have to show our style, right? So that's what we have been doing. And we have loft up plates.
Holy part up plates,
man. But, you know, other sounds. David Rodigan has a lot of dub plays we can play.
Yeah,
you know, you just need to, you know, show up them our style, you know.
Well, you know, from what I've seen, because I've watched a lot of Yardbeat on YouTubes and stuff like that, and from what I'm seeing, as Anthony rightfully say, when Mighty Crown hangs it up, it seems as if the next big, big thing out of Japan. It have to be the Yardbeat sound.
What is the bomb? What is the edge for the dance in this wonderful song? I'm a Yardbeat, I'm a Sedessa, I'm a Mitch, I'm a Lion, I'm a Vito, naturally. And where we go? Straight, no pick, go.
Murder, murder, yeah. When Yardbeat play, there's some real way. Yardbeat sound not go kill you now. Life is in the dance, we are leave you. Yardbeat sound not the baddest sound you ever see playing in your life. I miss a Mitch not go ever leave you now. From the talk of we have to kill you now. Yardbeat sound not the baddest sound you ever see playing in your life.
No, them say Yardbeat sound not the baddest sound we ever see playing in our life. Now, Mitch, tell me how you get all these dope plays, because, yeah, you know, I am not into dub plate, but it seems as if the last couple of years I've been collecting some dub plates. And now that we have spread the blueprint of grooving in the park,
yeah,
that this is something that we may be doing every other year or so. Mm-hmm. How do you guys get all these dub plates? How difficult it is? Is it easy? Is it hard?
It's hard. I'm working hard, though.
Yeah?
It's a tough place.
do you go and sit and wait for an artist to cut a dub plate for you, Mitch? Eh?
Or when you go to Jamaica, wait for the artist to come to the studio, and then, yeah, cut the dub plates.
All right. So now, Anthony, y'all be mash up Bass Odyssey one time, right? No, Bass Odyssey is going to be on Grooving in the Park.
Yes.
You really have planned to mash up Bass Odyssey in front of them fans? Him laugh. Image?
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? That's our mission, right?
You just mash up our sound.
Yeah. No mercy, man.
No.
Big up Bass Odyssey family. Respect them, you know, for real.
Yeah, man. They were our guests last week here on Grooving Radio. What is it like, though, Mitch, on a serious note? What is it like when you're booked for such an event like Grooving in the Park, or you're booked for Reggae Sum Fest, for example, or you're booked for even a big festival over there in Europe? What is it like? What's the feeling like when a promoter call and say, boy, we'd love for Yardbeat to be a part of our event? What's that feeling like for you as an artist?
Nothing about happiness, nothing but appreciation, you know, because at the end of the day, people will book us. It's a good sign for us, you know.
Anthony?
So Mitch, talk to me now, because Grooving is a very unique crowd. It's not a typical dancehall setting where, you know, sounds are clashing and they're doing all they can to conquer each other. This is a family type event.
I know.
You can have young kids, you can have mature people. So describe to us how you're going to come into this venue and entertain people, because it's a lot of people, when they think about, you know, sound system, they think about a man just stand up behind a amp playing some songs, but this is a different type of thing. So describe in your unique way how this is gonna work and why it's gonna be different than, you know, the typical hardcore sound clash.
Yeah, that's a good question, you know. We have not been to this type of like a sound clash exhibition in, like, you know, in front of kids and other older people. So that's a really good question, but I can't tell you a plan for now, because you're going to have to wait till 25th.
You know, let's talk nothing.
All right.
Anthony, you know, this is the trade of a good artist. You know, the artist wants you to come to Grooving in the Park. You know, I remember in 2019, Radigan and Barry G was sitting here, and, you know, the whole thing has evolved, Mitch, in terms of the sound system, from when we were growing up in Jamaica and trying to go to a dance. I myself went to my first dance after I left high school. I went to a place called Student Union, and the sound system that was playing was Black Star Sound.
Yeah.
The founder, Yami Black Star and Danny Black Star, I think both of them has passed on. And there was another sound system just down the road from Black Star, Travelers International, Drill, and the entire team. And, I mean, we would have to sneak away, Mitch, and go into a dance.
Yeah.
But everything was just vibrating and beating and pumping. And I mean, the adrenaline was just up there. It was, I mean, that is how you guys see it. And I mean, did you guys get the feel of the sound system where the Jamaicans build the big boxes and take them around and set them up in a big venue to play? Did you guys do that when you got into the business?
Well, we actually have sound system in Japan, mm-hmm. just like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. all the party that we promote, mm-hmm. we try to, you know, bring our own sound system mm-hmm. to the venue, mm-hmm. just like in Jamaica, mm-hmm. just like you just explained, Commission. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, we're trying to be the same level, you know, mm-hmm. as much as possible mm-hmm. to present in the real way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Authentic.
Authentic mm-hmm. way, yeah, man.
You know, a singer would say, when I ask a singer or a DJ this question, that who were some of your influence? A sound system, who influenced Yardbeat? Who influenced Mitch to say that I really want to get into the sound system business? Who were some of your influence?
Yeah, so the first sound that, you know, influenced me to get into sound like system, sound clash business, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. is King of These. Mm. And also, Sir David Radigan. Mm-hmm. When I first saw one video cassette, mm-hmm. this was in Jamrock back in 1997 or 1995, mm-hmm. Kilimanjaro versus Radigan. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked. Mm. When he played Supercat on Kilimanjaro, mm-hmm. I was shocked.
Wow.
And then that got me into the, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's big.
Yeah.
And I've been to a Kilimanjaro dance. When Radigan used to come to Jamaica, it was kind of the same exhibition kind of sound clash. Radigan used to clash on radio with Barry G. Mm-hmm. And Barry G used to clash with another radio personality, Super Don. Mm-hmm. Super Don was over at RJR and Barry G was over at JBC. And those clashes were friendly. We have seen sound clash grow to a new level. King Addis. Isn't King Addis the sound system that Mr. Corporate, Killer Boo, plays on Anthony Turner?
Yes.
The same sound system, right?
Yeah,
man. And all those sound systems. But down in the countryside, where Bass Odyssey is from St. Anne's, there's a place called Jack Ruby Lounge. Mm-hmm. Jack Ruby Lounge in a St. Anne's. When Jack Ruby string up, you know, you might stay a month ago. You know, I hear Jack Ruby a pump. So I've seen the Japanese sound system getting there. Now Mighty Crown is playing in a stadium. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had the opportunity to play in such a huge venue, like a huge stadium?
Nope.
But you're getting there, though.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the voice of the co-founder of Yardbeat Sound. His name is Mitch, all the way from the Far East. He now resides here in the United States. And on Sunday, June 25, Yardbeat Sound will join Sir David Rodigan, Dynamic Sounds, alongside Bass Odyssey as Groovin' in the Park present a four-continent sound system showcase. When we come back, Mitch is gonna juggle some dope plates.
And where we go? Straight dope plate go.
Murder. Yeah, when you need play, that's some real way.
And then we're heading to S.Y. Grace.
You know, life is in the dance, we are leave you. Your beat sound of the baddest song you ever see playing in your life. I miss a Mitch, now go ever leave, you know. From the dark off, we have to kill, you know. Your beat sound of the baddest song you ever see playing in your life. Mm-mm, the same guy, them joy, and him not care. Kill any sound anywhere. Vita swear, well prepare. For my soul for the lion will be dear. We are one sound, we love to kill jump. And we say Yardbeat Sound, the sound you have. But you must be mad, and we so bad. The girl them left the same selection. Girl we want for you, warrior. Put the arms right around you. But if a sound boy kiss me, say tonight you're so right, that's why you're not gonna die. And we say Yardbeat Sound, I'm gonna leave now. This ain't where we have to kill to. There's no one of the body select them, never so clear in our life. Oh Lord, see what jump and sound boy start to run. When you have beat at the world and slack them, we have big guns from a bus, no small.
Yo, you know, it's Chris Martin.
You know, I'm the Oogler represent, you know.
Hi, this is Marcy Griffiths.
This is Max Supreme.
This is Mikey Spice.
Listen, Ascencia.
I sing a melody representing
blessed love and honor. This is Janine.
Yo, this is Bunchy Gallin, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
We're grooving on radio. The Rasclem, keep it locked. IKEA said that.
Grooving in the Park happens Sunday, June 25th at Roy Wilkins Park, Queens, New York. It's an evening of reggae and rhythm and blues. Featuring live in concert, Taurus Riley, Baby Sham, Wayne E. Wonder, Frisco Kid, Minister Marion Hall, Uncle Charlie, and a Sound Clash exhibition. Join the Grooving in the Park team this Saturday, June 10th at S.Y. Grace for a special street promotion. You could win free tickets to the Grooving in the Park concert, free ticket upgrades, discounted tickets, and gift bags. That's this Saturday, June 10th at S.Y. Grace, 4018 Boston Road, Shopwell Plaza. See you there.
Staying connected with your family and friends back home is more important than ever. And now with Digicel, you can do it at an even better price. Just use the promo code SALE25 and get a whopping 25% off any top-up you send to your loved ones in the Caribbean. Imagine the joy your loved ones will feel when they receive your top-up. It's the little things that matter, you know. Don't wait. Download the Digicel International app or visit www.topup.digicelgroup.com and use the promo code SALE25 to get 25% off. Digicel, the best way to stay connected to the Caribbean.
Income eligibility limits for the Medicare Savings Program have increased. If you make $2,260 a month or less, you may qualify for a Medicare Savings Program to help pay for your premiums, deductibles, co-insurance, and co-payments. Connect with a Get Covered NYC specialist to see if you qualify for a Medicaid Savings Program. Call 311 and ask for Get Covered NYC or visit nyc.gov/getcoveredNYC.
It's here. It's here. The annual Groovin' in the Park, an evening of reggae, rhythm, and blues.
Well, folks, we're getting ready. We're getting ready to take a joyride around New York City on Sunday, June 25. It is going to be extremely, extremely special. And as I welcome you back to the final 25 minutes of our Grooving Radio Experience presentation this Saturday morning, the co-founder of Yardbeat Sound, Mitch, is live in the studio. They're going to be on stage, ladies and gentlemen. 90 minutes. 90 minutes of a Sound Clash exhibition like you've never, ever seen it before. But before we get to Sound Clash, we're kicking off the evening on Sunday, June 25, with the International Woman in Reggae Music, a band like you've never seen before. Then we're bringing in Steely from all the way up in Canada, opening acts, ladies and gentlemen. Marion All is going to be on stage, representing the timeless 90s. Frisco Kid, Wayne Wonder, Baby Sham is going to be on stage. Uncle Charlie Wilson will anchor the big ship on Sunday, June 25. Charlie Wilson, yes indeed, the 13-time Grammy-nominated artist. Taurus Riley, Dean Fraser, and the Black Soil Band is going to be on stage. And then we have David Rodigan, we have Yardbeat Sounds, and we have, yes, Bass Odyssey and the River Nile Crocodile. Welcome back, Anthony Turner.
Yes, sir.
June 25th is going to be an evening like you've never seen or witnessed before. What are you anticipating before Milego Mitch? Before Milego Mitch in the studio? Mm-hmm. Forget him, a taste, a Yardbeat.
No, man, I have seen this exhibition type of sound system thing happen in Jamaica, and it is gonna be something not to be missed. It's gonna be entertaining, educational, and you must see it. It's just something that you have to see to believe it, and not everybody is gonna be able to vision it before they see it unfold before their eyes. But as Mitch is saying, as we heard last week when, you know, we had the other presentation by Bass Odyssey, you must be a part of it, and to have people like Mitch, Dynamic, Sir David Rodigan, they are non-Jamaicans and they embrace our culture, so it's up to us Jamaicans to embrace it. Right?
Well, you know, when we leave here today, Anthony Turner, we're going to go down to S.Y. Grace. I don't know if you're going to come down, but listen to me. Mitch is going to stop by for a minute or two and just be a part of the presentation in the street with the Grooving team. But before we get there, Mitch, you ready? You ready, Mitch? Mitch, you ready? Let it go now. Anything you drop.
And it's Chronic CMA representing the Yardbeat sound, you know? Nothing not change, nothing not different. I was a DSM, King Selassie, I rule the whole world. Start the warfare now. Amen. Yardbeat sound. Tell them, say we 10 stepper, 10 stepper ahead of them, 10 stepper well. Tell them, yeah, Selassie, I federal. Rasta, we are fight for spiritual Yardbeat sound. Welcome, DSM, the general. Yardbeat, tell them. Power from Japan, make a entry. Winning the innings, Yardbeat, make a century. Sting Chalice, we have the better sense. He better not than we have Beretta, plenty lion. Them a pre-man in the city. Get we find out them a demon in the city. When it all boil down to the deep and nitty gritty. Jump and mix up in a iniquity, but wait. Step in a the wild back and feel with the pagan a sprinkle. I love me feet, them no want see. Me just spend Kyle on me seat, but still I see a gimme me guide and me shield. The same, them a pre-man in the city. Get we find out them a demon in the city. When it all boil down, babon. I yard me to the crown every time.
Rastafari,
I'm really gonna kill you, Samba. You're never gonna get away.
Yardbeat sound.
Frankie dance on ball in the Thompson yellow man.
Frankie ball.
Worries in the dance. Worries tonight. Yardbeat killer sound. Why worries?
Yardbeat.
Worries in the dance. Worries they are. Little Val Thompson come class.
Kill them.
Look how we ready.
Oh.
And look how we steady. And look how we kill them. Yardbeat kill them now.
Kill them.
Yardbeat sound.
You're the mercy.
Champion sound.
I didn't know my wife.
Yardbeat sound.
Yardbeat.
Champion sound.
Yardbeat going to kill our sound this morning.
Stop it, hold on. Pull up. Drop that thing down again. We say, y'all beat a killer sound this morning. Let it go again, Mitch.
Let it go that bad. Rastafari.
I'm really gonna kill you, Samba.
Y'all
beat sound.
Frankie dance on ball in the Thompson yellow man.
Frankie ball. Worries in the dance. Worries tonight. Yardbeat killer sound. Why worries?
Yardbeat.
Worries in the dance. Worries they are. Little Val Thompson come class.
Kill them.
Look how we ready.
Oh.
And look how we steady. And look how we kill them. Yardbeat kill them now.
Kill them.
Yardbeat sound.
Yard of mercy.
Champion sound.
I didn't know my wife.
Yardbeat sound.
Yardbeat.
Champion sound.
Yardbeat going to kill our sound this morning.
Any guy you want go on like you a fool, stop, run off your face and come test Yardbeat sound.
Yes. Them a champion. Them a number one.
Would I steal all your house and your land to take all your woman in a hard night gown?
Sunday, yes, June 25, Yardbeat sounds live. Mitch is live in the studios.
Ooh, the shape we're in.
Yardbeat a champion.
Them couldn't believe that we kill them sound again.
Them better believe it.
Yardbeat keeps coming again. This time you just can't get in. No.
Yes.
Yardbeat is going to bury you.
If you trouble the yard, need to trouble that.
Yard Beat Saturday.
The annual Groovin' in the Park. An evening of reggae, rhythm, and blues.
Friday and Sunday, get them think I could be.
Confirm.
Big bad Yard Beat Showdown, I don't want some. Try test the champion.
Confirm.
Friday and Sunday, get them think I could be. Bad Yard Beat Showdown, I don't want some. I test the champion, Coco T.
Sound boy, get afraid, afraid. Can't take all we are, beat the place.
Wait, hold on. Anthony Turner. Here we are, brother. Call David Radigan. Call Dynamic Sound. Call Bass Odyssey and tell them, say, Yard Beat start warm up. It's Saturday, June 10th, and Yard Beat are warm up again. They're live inside the Groovin' Radio Studios. So, ladies and gentlemen, on Sunday, June 25, you don't want to miss this one. It is going to be extremely, extremely special. Let it go again, Mitch.
Me say you're killing now.
No, no.
It's going to be epic.
Yard Beat Sound will play every time. Songs can wave, they're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Yard Beat drop a bomb on them.
Why?
And let us stay strong, let us stay forever. Don't have the powers, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short through the music of the sad man. Can't imagine when we face this world.
You're getting a taste of Yard Beat this morning live.
Listen, our leaders can't even do the music play by jumping forever strong. We're gonna be forever strong. Yard Beat gonna play forever.
Say glory, hallelujah. Sound boy dead, that lean up in the corner. A long time sound boy, I send them threat, yeah. But see them now, Yard Beat kill them off. We kill them now. Whoa, you kill them now.
Well, hear this. How them say great sound, and I make a dada tell them, say watch ya make a. I'm outside them say Yard Beat sound. Yard Beat sound of the whole world, a jump round. Japanese warrior. Umbre said Dempsey, matches dick you on. My virgin said Mitch Lyon, Vita some say no Vita. Watch ya, Yard Beat said Gus, so them dead long time. Him says so.
Oh, why you come take it down, come take it down. Oh, why you come take it down. Oh, why you come take it down. I man says some of them coming and shock and some of them come and say that them done. Yard Beat sound baggle up, you're no one let down. Enough sounded, ya me say, enough sounded, ya, heh heh. Sounded, ya, you say, sounded, ya, me say. Enough sound that you miss, enough sound that you hear. Sound that you say, sound that you tell them Yard Beat sound a grandmaster killer. Me
that's
not
right.
Talk about Japan or in a China.
That's
we're
right.
Talking about the whole world from in America.
That's
and
right.
Canada and London and all over. When they go test Yard Beat, them test the master blaster. Well, later we'll get greater. Yard Beat is the imitator. You tell them little fella that the murder we are going to charge for. Well, murder we are going to charge for that a sound murder. We don't need attorney, barrister, or a lawyer. Come take it down, come take it down. Oh, why you come take it down. Oh, why you come take it down. I man says some of them coming and shock and some of them coming and say that them down.
That's right.
No crackhead farm in a basin. No suicidal, no junk driver. No mascot, no idiot, no gyawa. Come take it down. Oh, why you come take it down. Oh, why you come take it down. I man says some of them coming and shock and some of them coming and say that them down. In a world gangsta clash chronicle, them turn over. A Yard Beat sound of them under pressure. And what more them leaving out, them leaving for them.
Don't try and take the Yard Beat at all. We hear some talk, when them talk, we have feel about them bad. Bunker broke up and the head and bust off. Fool off and run and need that them a
fool.
Yard Beat, you are the chief of staff. Sound must see a study witchcraft. Preaching madness, how long will it last? Pull a bag of double for no fragile like glass. Here's a man a come and no run and take off.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want Yard Beat, if you want to hear Yard Beat play any more tune today, you have to stop by SY Grace. This is a taste of Yard Beat as they get ready for Sunday, June 25. Mitch, I want you to play one more dub play. Just send a killer tune to the whole of them, Mitch. But hey, Anthony, we're ready for clash with Rye, you know. We're ready for clash with DJ Rye. So call DJ Rye and tell him, say, I have my ammunition right beside me. I have Yard Beat sound. Rye, you ready for clash Monday morning? Let it go, Yard Beat. Let it go. Let it go again.
Exclusive, Nas, Damian Marley, Yard Beat, the Japanese Warrior, the Garrison Sound, the Worldwide Sound, D-Sim, Mitch, Arts, Lion. Let's go.
Vice of the one called Big Gangzilla, Yard Beat, the Japanese Warrior, the Garrison Sound, ooh-wee, there's the Mitch, Arts, Lions, yes, up, Kuya. Nah, I mean, we kill off your whole sound team, nah, I mean. I Yard Beat, I rise the machine, nah, I mean. And wounded them mouths in steam, nah, I mean. Sound boy, I move sideways, and lean, nah, I mean. Can we no clash when Yard Beat the E, nah, I mean. We kill any sound, we jump in, nah, I mean. Burn them up with pure gasoline, nah,
I mean. No, Mitch, shut it off. Turn it off, Mitch, because me no want you to burn up the people anymore. Take your computer, go over this, or put on your headset, because we are going to wrap it up now, Mitch. We are going to wrap it up. Anthony, where you think Mitch get all them dub later from, Anthony?
As you said, it's a lot of hard work, and I wanted to find
thank
out
you, sir.
From
thank
him.
You. Yeah.
I wanted Mitch. To find out from Mitch, because when I spoke to Dynamic from Africa, he said, I personally write a lot of my dub plates. I want to know if the same happens in Mitch's case. If you just allow the artist to express themselves, or he actually has some input in all of this.
Mitch, Anthony's asking if you get involved in writing the dub plates yourself.
Yes, we all do. Our team members, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, man. Well, the other question, Mitch. I kind of had phrased it before, but I want you to re-answer the question about, as a non-Jamaican who has embraced this part of our Jamaican culture, what would you say to folks who are Jamaicans who still not fully accepting and embracing the sound system culture?
Are not understanding the sound system culture. What would you say to them, Mitch, about that? Because if you as a Japanese understand and embrace the culture, what would you say to a Jamaican who have yet to recognize and embrace it? What would you say to them?
I mean, to experience the sound system culture, because this is the part of the Jamaican culture, right? So we're here to just keep the Jamaican culture alive. We need a lot of people's support, right? So just come to the 25th Grooving Park and then witness about sound system culture if you never had of it, right?
Anthony, Mitch is serious, you know. Mitch wanted to come to Roy Wilkins Park, you know.
Yeah, man, of course.
You're 25th.
Mitch don't want you to stay out a road and just listen.
He
wants you to be in the park, ladies and gentlemen. SY Grace is the place to be today. It is the only place, ladies and gentlemen, where you're going to get a Grooving in the Park discounted ticket. And I'm saying, come out and get it, ladies and gentlemen. The Colgate team is going to be joining us. And it's because Mitch come in and hurt up the people, Ed Anthony. Drop a 200 rebel dub plate for Michelle Bridget. Jano. Drop.
Rasklem. And the only Grooving Radio. Yeah, man. Lalibela girl at 200 rebel. Hear me, Sam, man.
Yeah.
Listen to me now.
Tell them, Tony.
Well, if you give them and them
still couldn't manage it.
Out for my shit up.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Them only Grooving.
Big apology.
Nothing, no, bro. So, no fix, no ideology. Them do them thing, but them leave out the quality. And that is not the recipe for long.
Now, Mitch, let me say this. I must thank you very, very much publicly and personally.
Yes.
I told you to be here at 10:30 this morning. If you could make it for 10:15, I would appreciate it. Anthony, Mitch was here before 10 a.m.
And
this is what the business is lack of, Mitch. When you book someone to do an interview, you're sitting down waiting for them. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You showed us this morning that you have an interest in what you do. You have an interest in what we're doing. You showed up long before your schedule appointed time.
Yes.
And I really, really appreciated it. You walk with your laptop, you drop some dub. We're going to go down to the Bronx and drink some coconut water, make it drop a couple more dubs and send you on your way back down to Brooklyn. But I tell you, I really appreciate the fact that you came out this morning, you came and you shared with our grooving listeners. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, yes indeed. Respect. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap and make room for the next presentation, which is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. But before we get there, let me say a big thank you. Extend a thank you to the Parks Department, the NYPD, the Parks, the Police Department, the Fire Department, and the surrounding civics community around Roy Wilkins Park. Meet us in the streets today, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we're going to be, S.Y. Grace. Grooving Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Grooving Radio was hosted by Rasklem. Contributing to our presentation this Saturday morning, in our musical segment this morning, it was all about grooving in the park. You heard from all the grooving artists this morning. In our community engagement segment, you heard from Mr. Gregory Malcolm from Colgate. You also heard from Eugene Kelly, also of Colgate, this morning, as we welcome back Colgate to Grooving in the Park. We got news courtesy of the Jamaica Gleaner, Jamaica Now, with Mr. Jovan Johnson. Anthony Turner joined us for Entertainment Report, and he provided the bio for our very special guest all the way from the Far East, Yardbeat Sound, getting ready for Grooving in the Park. Anthony Turner waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour. It's going to be the Wake Up Radio team. They're getting ready for their boat ride tomorrow aboard the Paddle Wheel Queen in Fun City, Queens. Tomorrow evening, ladies and gentlemen, we will return right here on Grooving Radio. Anything else before you wrap this morning, Anthony?
Yeah, man, I'm feeling the grooving vibes, the energy level turn up, Clem.
Indeed. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it's going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Ira Jam comes in at one. Stay tuned to Ira Jam Radio all day today, ladies and gentlemen. You just never know what you're going to win from Grooving in the Park. Stay tuned to Dubmaster Chris and DJ Roy at 6 p.m. Link Up comes in, and at 8 p.m., it's going to be the Soundchat Radio team. It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in this chair every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. and Sunday evenings from 6 until 8 p.m. Really, really appreciate the love that everyone is showing Grooving in the Park. Anthony Turner, until tomorrow evening, sir.
All right, you take care, man.
You take care, my friend. Stay tuned for the Wake Up Radio team, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is Grooving Radio, and my name is Rasklem.